Joining me on the phone from Vancouver, BC is Cam Wilson. Cameron Wilson, violinist, composer, residing in Vancouver. He is a member of the classical crossover piano trio, Joe Trio. Among others, Gypsy Jazz Quartet, Van Django, some Francophone-inspired trios as well. Well, the list goes on. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Jukebox, Cam.
Thank you, Daniel. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Yeah, well, you have a big tour coming up here in our neck of woods, all throughout Ontario. I just can't wait to hear all about it. Toronto coming up, some of the towns around Collingwood here, Thornbury, Gravenhurst, Guelph in the mix. Tell us a little bit about the history of Joe Trio, this wonderful, witty ensemble. You characterize it as a crossover ensemble, but there's so much more to it.
Definitely. It's you know, we call it a sort of classical crossover trio. We started the group in 1989 when a pianist friend and colleague, Alan Stiles, and I started the group fresh out of university, and we wanted to do something a little bit different because we love different genres of music.
Yes.
And at that time there wasn't a lot of classical crossover. It seems very mainstream. But back then I don't know if we were one of the forerunners, but we were definitely one of the first groups, I think, to do it.
And you're certainly going all the way here. You've got popular Great American Songbook jazz all the way to rock tunes. And even today some crossover, you know, ensembles will kind of stick to one area, but you're really expanding the reach.
Exactly. Like, you know, our program starts with a version of Sweet Georgia Brown, then we do a little bit of J.C. Bach, and then it goes all the way through until the end of the show where we do an arrangement of Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. So,
oh, that must be an audience pleaser.
It's tough recreating with three instruments what they did in the recording, but, you know, we try our best.
Yep. So who has the role of Freddie Mercury? Is it you, the violinist?
We all kind of take turns. The cello.
Oh, even yeah, great.
Top. I do Brian May's guitar solo in the middle, though. So it's.
Oh, fun! Thrilling! Nice.
I'm responsible for that. Yeah, no, it's fun because, you know, I try to create the guitar sound. It's not easy. A little bit of ponicello and overblown vibrato and.
J.C. Bach to Queen. I mean, that's quite an emotional roller coaster from start to finish. What's your magic sauce? Are you taking people on a journey of sorts, or how do you program these events?
I just think it. You know, we appeal to people that like classical music, but they also like other styles of music too. Mm. And we find that the two kind of enhance each other. So, like, if you know, we'll do something funny or something that's jazzy, and then a movement of a Schubert trio, for instance. And we find that people are more responsive to listening to the Schubert, say, after playing something that's not Schubert. And in this program, we do Schubert. It's a movement from the E-flat trio, and then the slow movement, and then we do two tunes by Brian Wilson. And the connection from Schubert to Brian Wilson is quite something, because both composers, I mean, 250 years apart, were incredible melodists. You know, they just. The melodies of
yes.
both composers.
Brian Wilson, you're talking about the co-founder of Beach Boys.
The co-founder of the Beach Boys, yeah, exactly.
Well, and, you know, those are the kind of experiments we love to do on the Jukebox. We'll play the Notturno.
Oh, cool.
It's a very frequent request. The Schubert. We often feature the Griffin Trio. And then we'll go into something, you know, wildly different, Penny Lane or, you know, Beatles or...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, great. Well, you just finished a series of shows in BC for the month of March, and now you're embarking on this tour. You're starting off, I see, April 12th, Sarnia, going through Sault Ste. Marie, and Heliconian Hall coming up for our listeners in Toronto. That's Monday, April 17th. Are you playing the same kind of show in these areas?
Yeah, it's the same program for the entire tour, actually.
Gotcha.
And, really looking forward to coming to Toronto because my nephew is actually living there now. He recently became a resident assistant conductor of the TSO. So
wonderful!
It's going to be great to see him, Trevor Wilson.
Trevor Wilson. Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be nice to see him, and then we finished the tour in Ottawa, and my dad and my brother's family live there too. So it's great. It'll be
good.
Great to see family.
Reconnect your family a bit. On a trip,
right.
Absolutely.
And then, as you mentioned, you know, the communities around Toronto, Thornbury and Eden Mills, Gravenhurst, Cornwall, and then Ottawa.
Yep, I saw those. 18th, Thornbury, Eden Mills, Guelph, 19th, Gravenhurst, 21st. Big listenership on our station, so you'll want to mark down those dates. Where can we get more information, tickets? Is it through your website? Is that the best place, joetrio.com, to find out more information on the tour?
Yeah, the dates are there. As far as the tickets, I would... you know, what I've been doing is Googling. So, like, you know, Joe Trio in the town, and then it'll come up the venue, the start time of the shows, because most of the start times are 7:30, but okay. Cornwall's 8 o'clock, and right. The Ottawa show is a matinee, so.
Excellent. Well, that's a good way to do it. Our good friend Google knows all.
Yeah, I think so. Google, yeah, I mean, I guess it's sort of old school technology now. But,
yeah, that's how the dinosaurs do it now. Yeah.
Well, we're dinosaurs, so.
How did this group come about? You mentioned Alan Stiles, pianist. You also have Charles Inkman on the cello. How did the whole idea come about? You've been at it since the 90s.
In 1989, yeah, our very first concert.
89, look at that.
Spring of 89. So it's almost almost the 25th anniversary?
Wow.
No, 35th anniversary.
Getting up there.
And so Alan and I are founding members. Charles is, I believe, our fifth or sixth cellist, or sort of like Spinal Tap drummers. We have cellists. Our very first cellist was Leah Weiber when we started. Now she's in the NAC Orchestra. So, but Charles has been with us since 2007, and he's living in Ottawa now. So just recently moved.
Gotcha.
So, he has a lot of family there too. But yeah, no, basically Alan and I, our mandate is to create a group that was fun. And we chose the name Joe Trio because we didn't want a really fancy name that had a, you know, say an Italian, you know, tempo marking kind of connotation to it. So we just called it Joe Trio because we thought it really reflected what we were doing, you know, not your average piano trio, putting a fresh approach into the classics. I think the Toronto poster, it says unstuffing the classics, but in a way I feel like we're trying to do that. Although, you know, we're playing some straight up classical music.
Buy a fresh cup of Joe right up on your website. Listen now, buy a fresh cup of Joe.
Yeah, like exactly. That. Yeah. The first album. First album we did was called Cup of Joe.
That's your first album.
Beethoven and the Piano Cup.
Fantastic. Good luck to you on this upcoming tour. A lot of shows in Ontario coming up. Sarnia, Toronto, Thornbury, Gravenhurst. Find out more information at joetrio.com. My guest has been Cameron Wilson. He is the, I guess you could say the lead, but you really do it all. Great to have you, Cameron. Good luck.
Thank you, Daniel.
With this tour. And look forward to reconnecting.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care.